This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Let me ask my producer, Aaron, is there a reason, a particular reason you played some more Frank Sinatra? Let me ask you that.
No, other than it's summer wind, and I thought we could do another summer song.
Yeah, another summer song, another Frank Sinatra song. You can't go wrong with Old Blue Eyes, that's for sure. Let me ask you another question, Aaron. Do you ever listen to podcasts? Do you have any regular podcasts that you listen to on a regular basis?
I listen to some podcasts. One that I listen to is Last Podcast on the Left, which is about a lot of like conspiracy theories, cults, and things like that, but from not a perspective of believing in them, but looking at them and saying, here's why this happened. That's weird, and laugh about it a little bit.
Yeah. What is it that causes people to believe in some of these crazy conspiracy theories? There's always something else going on, right? You hear conspiracy theorists often say that. Well, let me tell you what's really going on. And, that podcast sounds like, it would be interesting. It sheds light on some of that stuff. I'll have to check that out. It's called The Last Podcast on the Left?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that before. Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it looks like our lieutenant governor is going to be launching a podcast, and it may be worth a listen. The headline here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is launching a podcast emphasizing Medicaid expansion and housing. This was just posted 3 hours ago. It says Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is using her public platform to launch a podcast that will promote policies championed by the Evers administration, including health care and housing, two very important topics. Rodriguez will start the endeavor this week by focusing on Medicaid expansion, a priority Democrats have pushed for years as a way to bring an estimated $1.6 billion into the state over 2 years, despite strong opposition from Republicans who control the state legislature and who still, to my knowledge, have not given us any good reason why you don't want to take that money. The original excuse was that eventually that money from the feds will dry up and we as Wisconsin taxpayers will have to make up the difference. But now we're almost 10 years into it, and that money has not dried up. But anyway, continuing with the story, it says Republicans have repeatedly blocked the idea of expanding Medicaid in Wisconsin, including over concerns that more of the program costs could shift from the federal government to the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said again last week that Medicaid expansion would not happen as long as he is speaker. Yeah, why take the billions of dollars from the federal government when our Wisconsin taxpayers can just pay for it themselves? That doesn't sound logical to me, but I will continue. It says in the first episode, Rodriguez interviews a Tomahawk resident who had to divorce her husband in order to qualify for Medicaid because together their income surpassed the limit to qualify by $100. Quote, I'm a nurse myself, and that's why I really started with this. It's because I can see firsthand the type of issues that come up when people don't have access to health care, Rodriguez said. She also said the podcast is a way to share the stories of people she meets while traveling the state as lieutenant governor. Quote, one of the things she loves most about her job. Asked if she would consider running for higher office like her predecessors, she said she is focused on talking to Wisconsinites as lieutenant governor. Quote, I love my job and I am just focused on being the best lieutenant governor I can be for the state of Wisconsin. Honestly, if I had my way, I would talk to every single person across the state to make sure I understand what their needs are. The podcast's early focus on Medicaid expansion and later housing shortages and child care aligns with some of the policy issues in Rodriguez's portfolio, which she said include health care, housing, and conservation. Quote, every time I go across the state, whether I'm in a rural community or an urban community, I have people coming up to me to talk about the lack of housing in the state of Wisconsin. She said, we already have a worker shortage and it's only going to get worse. If we cannot bring people into Wisconsin and they can have a roof over their head, end quote. While the lieutenant governor is second in line for the governor's position, the office comes with very few official duties. The two previous lieutenant governors, Democrat Mandela Barnes and Republican Rebecca Clayfish, made climate change and homelessness their signature issues, respectively. Well, that sounds interesting. Sounds like it might be worth checking out, tuning into podcast. And that's a question. Is a podcast something you tune into? I don't know. It may just be more something that you listen to. And the next topic I want to get to here is, of course, we're in the month of June. You know, at about 2/3 of the way through it, the month of June is Pride Month across the country. And Aaron, do you know where Greenfield is? Have you ever heard of Greenfield?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've been there. I think I might have driven through it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a suburb of Milwaukee. And like most places around the country, they had a Pride celebration scheduled for this coming Sunday, June 25th, but they decided to cancel it. I should say the mayor decided to cancel it. The headline here from the Journal Sentinel says, Greenfield cancels Pride celebration at farmers market due to unforeseen circumstances. A Pride celebration scheduled to take place at the Greenfield Farmers Market on Sunday, June 25th, has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances, according to the Greenfield Health Department. Quote, I agreed with staff that some of the tone and tenor that was out there could adversely impact the farmers market and its mission as a great destination. Greenfield Mayor Michael Nitzke said in a statement, quote, things like pride and rainbows have taken on deep, divisive political overtones, something that turns to physical altercation. Nitzke cited the recent attack on Milwaukee County's first openly LGBTQ supervisor, Peter Burgess, at Mayfair Mall, although Nitzke said he didn't know the specifics about the incident. However, Bergella's statement condemning the cancellation of the event. Quote, the mayor's action to cancel the LGBTQ plus pride tent at the Greenfield Farmers Market is not motivated by a threat to protect his residents, but rather another divisive action that further divides our communities. This unilateral action to cancel is an insult to the LGBTQ plus community and a disservice to the public at large, Bergellis said in a statement. And the story goes on and says, the Pride Month celebration that was to be put on by the health department, including a Kahoot game and prizes, according to information about the event on the City of Greenfield's website, attendees were also encouraged to wear something pride or anything colorful for a group photo at the center of the farmers market. When asked specifically who was responsible for canceling the event, Nitsky, the mayor, referred a reporter to his statement, quote, there are those against the cancellation and others for it. All of that considered, I just want the city to be a better place. I am ultimately responsible for the health and safety of our residents and guests, Nitsky said in the statement. The Greenfield Health Department said that other educational resources would still be available at the farmers market in spite of the celebration being canceled. Nitsky, the mayor, said that everyone has always been welcome in Greenfield, and that will continue to be the case. Quote, a politics-free market doesn't solve the anger and divisiveness out there, but being free of politics does give us all 4 hours to just enjoy the farmers market. Unfortunately, trying to make a decision to remove the politics has made it political, Nitsky said in the statement. Though Bergellis said that LGBTQ plus equality and acceptance isn't a political sports ball. Quote, whether the mayor uncancels or not, I'm confident that there will be many more rainbows at the farmers market this Sunday than he expected. I'll be there for strawberries, Bergellis said in a statement. And that Greenfield Farmers Market will still be open this Sunday from 10 till 2 at Conco Park, 5151 West Layton Avenue in Greenfield, outside Milwaukee. It's funny that there weren't any threats and pride events have gone on across the nation throughout the month with very limited skirmishes, you might say, in just a couple of places. And there may be ulterior motives by this mayor. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to cancel the whole thing. Sounds like he doesn't want any politics in the farmers market. But because of that, now it's much more political. What's your opinion? Give us a call, 715-388-7155. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show. All the world.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
For today, sunshine and a high near 91. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise mostly sunny, and again a high near 91. For Friday night, slight chance of a storm, low of 67. Some scattered storms Saturday with a high near 90. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
It's 67 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
No catch, no strings, none of the usual things. I'm happy just to lay and look. Let's throw out.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock right now on this Thursday morning. Hey, Aaron, do you ever watch Wheel of Fortune or no?
A little bit, not very much.
Here and there, yep. It's difficult to avoid it, I guess. It's been on for so long. Do you have any opinion on who should replace Pat Sajak?
No, I don't know. I just think whoever they pick, a lot of people will probably be upset, but that's unavoidable.
Right. Everybody's got their favorite, I guess, among the people. And then, you know, there are some people who watch that show religiously, have been for 40 years, got to watch it every evening and see what Pat is up to and see what the contestants are up to, etc. Well, you probably heard that Ryan Seacrest is one of the front runners for the job, but now it looks like there's another front runner or another person on the short list. This is from Yahoo News and Blast. It says Mario Lopez is on the short list to replace Pat Sajak as host of Wheel of Fortune. Mario Lopez is in the running to replace Pat Sajak as host of Wheel of Fortune following the game show host's retirement after 41 years. According to sources familiar with the situation, they're telling us that the Access Hollywood host, Mario Lopez, is among a short list of names being considered for the famous hosting gig. As you know, Sajak announced he would be stepping down from the famous television game show after this season. Several media executives confirmed to The Blast Mario's name being tossed into the conversation is in the very early stages. And it goes on and says the move makes sense, considering Lopez represents one of the largest growing audiences on television. According to a recent Nielsen study, quote, Latinos represent 19% of the U.S. population, yet they account for 42% of the country's most watched content on the streamers, Nielsen's senior vice president, Stacey DeArmas, noted. And she also said they account for many new subscribers to streaming platforms. She added, I think that's a really important marker for how Latinos are influencing America's most watchable entertainment, it's important to have Latinos on camera, end quote. Of course, this is one of the most coveted jobs in Hollywood, and it's not an easy one. Sajak's replacement must have years of television hosting experience and be able to film tons of daily and weekly content. Well, Mario Lopez has been hosting a daily entertainment news show for over a decade, including Extra and Access Hollywood. In other words, he's got the chops. Plus, Lopez hosts Must See Movies with Mario on the Hotel Channel, which reaches 20 million travelers a month inside over 650,000 luxury hotel rooms across the country. And it says here, as we've reported, another frontrunner for the position is Ryan Seacrest, who has also spent many years on daily programming. Ryan is reportedly in talks with Sony about the job, considering he has time in his schedule now as he's no longer hosting Live with Kelly and Ryan. Obviously, being the host of this franchise is an opportunity of a lifetime, but the network and production company will need to find a person willing to get up everything. Maybe they mean to give up everything to host Wheel of Fortune. Our sources say Lopez loves his current hosting job at Access Hollywood and is very tight with the crew and staff. In this situation, our guess is that money talks. Pat Sajak went public with his massive decision, saying in a statement, quote, "Well, the time has come. I've decided that our 41st season, which begins in September, will be my last. It's been a wonderful ride, and I'll have more to say in the coming months. Many thanks to you all," end quote. Several years ago, Sajak surpassed Bob Barker as the longest-running game show host in history. What do you think? Do you have an opinion? Do you have a preference? Mario Lopez? Ryan Seacrest? Yeah, I don't think it really matters to me that much. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. An urgent search continues for the missing Titan submersible with five people aboard, despite fears the oxygen supply has now run out. CBS's Roxana Sabiri.
Engineer Bart Kemper was part of a marine technology group that expressed concerns in 2018.
It follows no code and follows no jurisdiction.
It disappeared Sunday on a trip to the Titanic wreckage. Former Texas Congressman and fierce Donald Trump critic Will Hurd has announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination on CBS.
Too many of these candidates in this race are afraid of Donald Trump, but we also have to articulate a different vision.
At least four people have been killed in an apparent tornado that flattened parts of the small northwest Texas town of Matador, and there will be no let-up in severe heat today there. The Weather Channel, Stephanie Abrams.
The heat will soar once again in Texas. It's going to feel like the one teens, and unfortunately, there's really no end in sight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin AG Josh Call was in La Crosse yesterday to drum up support for the Office of School Safety, which Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee have decided not to fund in the next budget. Call says he's asking for $2.2 million over the next 2 years to fund the office, which handles calls to the Speak Up, Speak Out campaign that directs information to law enforcement and other services. The state's Department of Justice says more than 1,700 schools and law enforcement agencies received at least one tip from the program, with all but nine of the state's 72 counties receiving at least one tip in the past year. The man accused of shooting several people in downtown La Crosse early Saturday morning is charged. 31-year-old DeAndre Grant received 27 total charges, according to online court records, including six counts of attempted homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon. Police said he fired shots toward the front of Polito's Pizza, striking seven people. He is being held on a $1 million cash bond at the La Crosse County Jail. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing city fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Thursday morning. Hope you're having a good day. I've been discussing several things today. Lots of topics like butterflies, monarch butterflies, and podcasts. I've been trying to stay away from the obvious topic that is the obvious topic every day, but sometimes you just can't. When headlines like this come rolling in past you, it says, Trump melts down as DOJ turns over evidence it plans to use against him. And this is from Rolling Stone via Yahoo. And it says, Donald Trump fired off a series of desperate pleas on Truth Social, including multiple appeals for Congress to bail him out hours after news broke that the Justice Department had turned over the first batch of evidence it plans to use against him. The former president was indicted earlier this month on charges related to his handling of classified material after leaving the White House. And here is one of the Truth Social posts that he put out this morning. He said, quote, Congress, please investigate the political witch hunts against me currently being brought by the corrupt DOJ and FBI, who are totally out of control, Trump wrote Thursday morning. And it says here, the former president also dusted off the idea that the DOJ framed him by planting the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, despite the fact that he's claimed repeatedly that he somehow declassified the material before bringing it to Florida himself. Quote, Congress will hopefully now look at the ever-continuing witch hunts and election interference against me on perfectly legal boxes, where I have no doubt that information is being secretly planted by the scoundrels in charge, he wrote in another post before griping about his other legal woes. Does it sound to you like he's kind of losing it? This story goes on and says, Trump's indictment is damning, with the DOJ alleging that the former president knowingly took classified documents to Mar-a-Lago, stored them in unsecure locations, and then conspired to lie to authorities about what he was hoarding while suggesting the material should be destroyed. The indictment also outlines a recording it obtained featuring Trump bragging about having a secret plan against Iran. The evidence the DOJ turned over on Wednesday includes more recordings of the former president described as interviews recorded with his consent. It's unclear what is on the additional tapes. The evidence also includes grand jury witness testimony, which means Trump now knows who testified against him and what they said, as well as material obtained through subpoenas. Trump understandably seems pretty nervous. Here's another quote. This continuing saga is retribution against me for winning, and even more importantly to them, election interference regarding the 2024 presidential election, he added on Thursday morning. And he went on and said, it will be there updated. If this is correct, he misspelled there. He said, it will be their updated form of rigging our most important election. He spelled there T-H-E-R-E, by the way. He goes on and says, look at the polls. They can't beat me. And he puts in parentheses, MAGA, with an exclamation part, or exclamation point. He says, they can't beat me, MAGA, at the ballot box. The only way they can win is to cheat. Stop them now. Stop them now is how he ended that post. Stop them now, with an exclamation point. Now, what do you think that means to some MAGA guy sitting at home who's just about ready to blow a gasket over what he thinks is a stolen election? His guy, Trump, is yelling at him, stop them now. And I should mention that these posts that they're putting here in this story are in all capital letters. So I'm assuming that's the way that Trump was putting them out. The last thing from this story says Trump pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him. The DOJ has asked for a speedy trial, and Judge Aileen Cannon earlier this week told both sides to file all pretrial motions by July 24th, while slating the trial to begin on August 14th. Trump's team will almost certainly move to delay the start date as long as possible, maybe even until he can retake the White House and appoint an attorney general who will drop the case. Wow. It does sound like he's kind of losing it, but he must be pretty worried. And based on the way he's been looking lately, I'm saying he's probably not getting much sleep. But I don't know. He's looking a little more haggard, so to speak. And speaking of the Republican primary presidential election, Chris Christie is doing something very, very important, according to the headline of this opinion piece by Frank Bruni in the New York Times. I just want to get to a little bit of this before we go to our next break. It says, and by the way, if you're not familiar with Frank Bruni, he is an opinion writer for the New York Times, been on staff for more than 25 years. And I'll get to just a little bit of this. He says, Chris Christie made a complete fool of himself back in 2016, fan dancing obsequiously around Donald Trump, angling for a crucial role in his administration, nattering on about their friendship, pretending or possibly even convincing himself that Trump could restrain his ego, check his nastiness, suspend his grift, and, well, serve America. But then Christie, a former two-term governor of New Jersey, had plenty of company, and he never did style himself as some saint. It's all water under the George Washington Bridge now. The Chris Christie of the current moment is magnificent. I don't mean magnificent as in he's going to win the Republican presidential nomination. I don't mean I am rooting for a Christie presidency and regard him as the country's possible salvation, but what he's doing in this Republican primary contest is very, very important. It also couldn't be more emotionally gratifying to behold. He's telling the unvarnished truth about Trump, and he's the only candidate doing that. A former prosecutor, he's artfully, aggressively, and comprehensively making the case against Trump, knocking down all the rationalizations Trump has mustered and all the diversions he has contrived since his 37-count federal indictment. None of the other candidates come close. They've, for the most part, gagged themselves or decided to play laughable word games about who Trump is, what he has done, and what he may yet do. It's as if they were looking at this wild and repugnant hyena with democracy in its jaws, and they know they should call it what it is and acknowledge what it's poised to devour. But they've decided that merely hinting at that is candor and courage enough. Quote, I think it might be nice if we Republicans gave an herbivore a crack at the presidency. Let's think about what a post-scavenger era for the Republican Party would look like. Then there's Christie. And his quote is, that's one nasty second-rate carnivore with no place on our savannah. End quote. Never has a statement of the bestiality obviously been so revolutionary. In a poll released on Friday by the New Hampshire Journal, it says Christie had pulled into third place among Republicans in the state, far behind Trump, who had 47% of the vote, but not far behind Ron DeSantis, who had just 13. Christie had 9%, followed by Mike Pence with 5%. That partly reflects Christie's decision to make his initial stand, so to speak, in New Hampshire, but it also reflects something else. He's excellent at this. Christie is to DeSantis what a Roman candle is to a scented votive candle. He explodes in a riot of color. DeSantis, on his best days, flickers. My enchantment with Christie's fireworks makes me a cliché. In an observant and witty analysis in The Atlantic on Monday with the headline, Chris Christie, liberal hero, David Graham inventoried the adoring media coverage Christie has garnered, noting that while there's zero evidence that Christie could actually win the contest, he has entered, quote, pundits are swooning. But the swoon isn't about Christie's prospects. It's about the hugely valuable contrast to other Republican presidential candidates that he's providing. And about this, the health of American democracy hinges on a reckoning within the Republican Party. And that won't come from Democrats saying the kinds of things that Christie is now. They've been doing that for years. It'll come, if it even can, from the words and warnings of longtime Republicans who know how to get and use the spotlight. Did you see Christie's CNN town hall last week? Have you watched or listened to any of his interviews? He's funny, he's lively, he's crisp, and he's right. Over the past few weeks, he has described Trump's behavior as vanity run amok. Vanity run amok. Trump himself, he says, is a petulant child. At the town hall, here's a quote from Chris Christie. He said, he is voluntarily putting our country through this. If at any point before the search in August of 2022, he had just done what anyone, I suspect, in this audience would have done, which is said, all right, you're serious, you're serving a grand jury subpoena, let me just give the documents back. He wouldn't have been charged, wouldn't have been charged with anything, even though he had kept them for almost a year and a half. So that's Chris Christie saying things that other Republicans aren't willing to say at this point. And thank goodness for that, right? Yeah, 9:47, going to take a break. Stick around, you're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Mom, did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For today, sunshine and a high near 91. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise mostly sunny, and again a high near 91. For Friday night, slight chance of a storm, low of 67. Some scattered storms Saturday with a high near 90. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
It's 67 right now.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, final segment, and I hope you're having a good day. We've been discussing several different topics today, and one thing I wanted to get to before we run out of time is this censure of Adam Schiff. It's a strange thing, you know, when you step back and you look at this. It seems like he has become a whipping post for the Republicans. You know, this is a guy who's devoted his whole life to the rule of law and order. And to censure him, being censured isn't that big of a deal. But the fact that the Republicans did this, that's the big deal. It's really hard to believe. This headline from the New York Times says House censures Adam Schiff over his role investigating Trump. So now, evidently, if you have the nerve to investigate the former president, then you may get censured. The subheadline in the story says the move by the Republican-led House was the first in what could be a series of votes seeking to punish those whom Republicans have deemed enemies of the party. And this was just posted couple hours ago by Luke Broadwater. It says the Republican-led House formally censured Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, on Wednesday over his role investigating former President Donald Trump, the first in what could be a series of votes seeking to punish those whom Republicans have deemed the party's enemies. Did they do anything wrong? They're just evidently enemies of the Republican Party, so they deserve punishment. My opinion. I'll get back to this piece. It says the censure passed by a party line vote, obviously, 213 to 209, with six Republicans voting present. The measure had the backing of Speaker Kevin McCarthy after its lead sponsor, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, Republican from Florida, altered its language to remove a multi-million dollar fine some Republicans viewed as unconstitutional. Quote, Adam Schiff launched an all-out political campaign built on baseless distortions against a sitting U.S. president, Ms. Luna said. The censure accused him of engaging in falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuses of sensitive information as he sought to unearth connections between Mr. Trump and Russia. It is rare for a member of Congress to be censured, a punishment that amounts to a public reprimand. The House has censured members just 24 times in the chamber's history, and typically only after a finding of wrongdoing. Before Mr. Schiff, just two members of the House had been censured in almost four decades. Democrats erupted in chants of shame at the Republicans after the vote and surrounded Schiff in a protective circle as he walked to the well of the House to receive the censure. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, called out that the proceedings were a disgrace. Five of six Republicans who voted present are members of the Ethics Committee. Such a vote is traditional to maintain independence in such cases for ethics panel members who would have the task of investigating Mr. Schiff. And Adam Schiff, who is seeking a Senate seat and has cited the censure against him in fundraising efforts, said he was being made a target solely because he had stood up to Trump. Mr. Schiff led the first impeachment prosecution against Trump and served on the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. And here's a quote from Adam Schiff. He said, "You honor me with your enmity," Schiff told the Republicans from the House floor, pointing out that Trump had been indicted over charges that he mishandled classified documents. Quote, "Donald Trump is under indictment for actions that jeopardize our national security, and McCarthy would spend the nation's time on petty political payback, thinking he can censure or fine Trump's opposition into submission," Mr. Schiff said. "But I will not yield, not one inch." The vote came at a time of rising Republican anger as hard right members in Congress increasingly agitate for the impeachment of President Biden or members of his administration. Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado and a leader of the ultra-conservative House Freedom Caucus, is seeking to force a vote on impeaching Mr. Biden this week. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, who has been pushing to impeach the FBI director, Christopher Wray, on Wednesday accused Ms. Boebert of copying her impeachment articles against Mr. Biden. But Mr. McCarthy on Wednesday sought to impose a sense of strategy upon his fractious conference. The speaker used a closed-door meeting of Republicans to argue against a quick impeachment of Mr. Biden, according to a person familiar with the matter. Mr. McCarthy argued Republicans would look inconsistent if they pressed to censure Schiff for what Republicans believe was a politicized impeachment process, and then turned around and impeached Mr. Biden before the House committees investigating the Biden administration and the business interests of Biden family members had finished their work. So a rare instance of agreeing with McCarthy. Anyway, that's the program for today. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for tuning in. La, la, la.
Go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.